Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Tuesday as we spend the break talking about the landscape of the media, which last night actually had an interesting broadcast we wanted to talk about here. The NFL broadcasts on, it was on ESPN Plus last night. So we had three different ESPN broadcasts last night within the NFL playoff game between the Cardinals and the Rams. You had the regular one, the Steve Levy.
No, the worst.
Oh, thanks. I'm out. I was out before we started. You had
Are they going to do anything about that? Because it really is so bad.
Which one did you watch, Aaron?
Did watch the regular, but it's terrible.
Then you hated it.
To be honest, I forgot the Manning cast was on, so I just watched the regular. Unfortunately, I missed out on the Manning cast. I woke up this morning and saw highlights of it on ESPN, and I was like, "Ah, I suffered the whole time listening to the regular broadcast. It's bad." I'm glad I don't have more of that right now.
What do you think's the worst part of it? I don't think any of it's good.
No, Steve Levy seems he doesn't belong there.
Greasy has terrible analysis.
No one cares about Brian Greasy either. Like, who cares what Brian Greasy has to say? At least like Troy Aikman, Tony Romo. I take what they say. I think it's interesting. Like Chris Collinsworth, I respect his opinion. I don't respect Brian Greasy's opinion.
But do you respect Jack Collinsworth's opinion?
I do not.
I don't either.
So we had the Mannings last night, and then we had the Lions broadcast with ESPN. So, Joe, what'd you have on that? What'd you want to say?
I thought it was kind of interesting with the Mannings. They went down to three guests for a playoff game. I saw a good amount of The Rock. I didn't watch Larry Fitzgerald. And the game was over. So Russell Wilson, like, nobody saw that for the most part.
Right.
But I did watch the Megacast. They had an ESPN Plus. So I thought it was interesting. And it had me thinking, is this the future? Because that's what these executives in broadcasting and in sports betting are trying to figure out. What would interest people to have us on as a second screen? It's not so much as the main screen to have people talk about betting, but I used it as a second screen for most of the time. And I think they did a pretty good job. So on the crawl, they would have closing line, what the live line is at that moment, with their sports book. And then across the bottom, you would see player props. Okay, Cooper Kupp, 7.5 receptions. Right now, he only has 1 receptions. You'd see that for every player going across. And people love player props, especially playoff time. I think more and more people bet on them. And then they were using stuff that a lot of sports bettors are more interested in with some of the numbers, like next-gen stats, pass block win rate, stuff like that was popping up. So I thought it was interesting with that. And going to the Daily Wager crew, Doug Kazarian, Joe Fortenbaugh, going to them during commercial breaks was very smart. They're offering content when every other broadcast of the same game was not offering any content. So I think that was a good move. They had the NFL Live crew apparently there. I didn't like that part. I didn't know who was talking. I never saw them, so I wasn't positive who it was. I could pick up Orlovsky's voice because I've heard it so many times. I knew he was there. But the other people, I didn't know who they were and when they were talking. I'm in the business, and I pay close attention to sports coverage. If I don't know who's talking, average Joe had no idea who was talking. They didn't have that up on the screen. They didn't have their names up there. So I thought that was a bit messy. But for the first time, you're always going to have stuff like that happen.
Yeah, I thought it was.
I really like the betting, you know, the live betting idea. I think that brings a lot of value. I mean, obviously, I'm on the show and this is what we do every day. But as more and more states, you know, legalize gambling, I just think why not have that up? We heard Crack say, you know, bet live during commercials. It just seems like a smart thing to do. Mm-hmm. You know, if you to put up, you know, the current stats, what each player has done, you're looking at props. I love that idea.
Yeah, I wonder what's next and if they would put it – I know they're trying to grow ESPN Plus. That's obviously why they told you to go there because they want people to subscribe. And I think they've gotten more subscribers over the last year. But it's got to be on TV for it to pop. Like there's the average fan who's not going to go find ESPN Plus. Now, some people have it connected. We have it connected on our TV because of Disney Plus or whatever. Like it's all bundled together, so it's easy for me. But that's the next step. Like put it – like the Manning cast has taken off. I think a lot of people would rather watch that. I would rather watch that because it's so easy. It's like – all right, there. I just press the button and it's there. I think that's the next step. Put it, you know, just throw it at us. Like, put it, I guess, I mean, they have enough channels. They can make this work. The ESPN could do it. I guess ESPN News.
ESPN U? Did they have college basketball? Right. But try this. If I wasn't doing this show, I would not have seeked it out and watched any of it. I'll be honest. But Paul reminded us about it, and so we knew we would discuss it on the show. I went out of my way to watch it for at least a quarter, and I think they did overall a pretty good job. There's some things to tweak, and that's how it is. That's how it always is. But you're right. It needs to be on TV because if I'm probably not seeking out since Peyton and Eli were an option last night, I think 99.9% are not.
So what is the best way to take that? Because, like, we've talked about ad nauseum how Red Zone falls so short. Like, they just miss so much when it comes to the sports betting side. Is there a way to kind of combine that with Red Zone? And is that the new future of Red Zone? I don't think Scott Hansen will ever let it happen. I'm just trying to think, like, it feels
he's
like...
He's not in charge of anything.
He thinks he is.
He does.
But how
Scott
they,
Hansen
like,
won't let it happen.
Like, is that Red Zone 2? I like because I know there's the Siciliano version, which is, you know, I don't have DirecTV, but is always much better. But is there a way to kind of thread both needles and put it together? Because I think that's probably what Red Zone should be to the majority of viewers.
We do, but the key is the NFL doesn't. And when we talked with David Behrman, he said the NFL was involved and they don't want it to be 100% gambling content. And their data has shown that people don't want that either. Which I think is fair, and I understand bringing in the NFL Live crew, and I do think it worked. You can't start off by going 100%. You can't.
Right.
So the only way to make this work is you're going to need a broadcaster. Maybe it's going to be Scott Hansen one day when they tell him this is how you continue doing this job. But you need one that's willing to marry it, right? You're not going to bring in someone whose space is gambling and have them do Red Zone because like the stuff that Scott Hansen does, he's very talented at moving that show along for 8 hours. That's hard.
It's still fantasy geared.
Sure.
Right? And should it be?
I still think yes, right? Okay. Everyone plays fantasy. Not everyone gambles. I think that's probably still the line, right? Are all these shows trying to find the most possible people like that will listen or watch? So I still think fantasy is probably the number one thing. But then does it have to be a separate broadcast? Would the NFL put out a separate broadcast? Right. A separate Red Zone, like Paul said, Red Zone 2? Like ESPN is willing to do a separate broadcast. I don't know if they'd be willing to.
Yeah. I think the answer is somewhere. I think the ultimate Red Zone, I just think they need to sprinkle it in a little bit more. Like they just like, you know, granted when it's Bengals, well, used to be the Bengals, Jets, Jaguars, and it's a 14-point game, but it's right around the number and someone's driving, you've got to be on that game. You've got to be on that game. And they're not even close to doing that right now.
Nope.
So is that behind the scenes? Like, Paul, you
think
know
that's
this.
That's a producer. I think that is a producer. I think, honestly, you might need a gambling producer, or maybe you need a couple of them.
I mean, Scott Hansen, we're using him as an example. He doesn't have to really be involved. He talks about what's on the screen, right? Like, they give him what's on there, and he tells you what the heck just happened. I think that might be it.
And you can do the Al Michaels thing, like, oh, it's getting interesting over in, you know, Jacksonville. Let's go there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have so many sports betting partners. Why is that not on the screen anywhere? Right.
Yeah, that's going to change soon. I feel like it has to.
Yeah. Okay. So, Paul, I want to get your thoughts on this. I ran into another cast that you guys probably don't know about, and I watched a lot of it. because the game was so horrendous. So I realized during the game, because of their Twitter account, that 97 won the ticket in Detroit in Odyssey Station. They were doing their own cast. They did a Stafford cast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In Detroit. So on Zoom, they had all the hosts. Like afternoon host Mike Valenti's on there. The morning host Stoney and John Jansen, who had nothing to do with that. I'll get to it in a second. Other people behind the scenes, update anchors that I didn't know as much about, producers, all that. So one of the hosts, Jeff Rigger, hates Matthew Stafford. So he calls him Stad Padford. He just that's his thing. Like, he thinks he's a bum quarterback, and he thought he was never ever going to win a playoff game. So they did this whole bit, and they had on their Twitch, they had, even when it was a terrible game, thousands of people watching, thousands throughout the entire time, just listening and watching their favorite ticket hosts in Detroit watch the game with them. I thought that was an interesting idea.
I think, I mean, it's such a local market idea. I think that's where it could work. Like, I immediately think of, if the Colts were in a playoff game, Carson Wentz cast in Philly, WIP. Or who was I just thinking of?
Joe G hosting.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, cheering at every incompletion would be awesome. Yes.
Like something like that. Yeah, for a local market. But it's because, again, was it
there was also
the
a bet on the line. It was some disgusting shot with mayo or something. That Rigger had to do if what Stafford was going to win.
So this was on Twitch.
This was on Twitch and their website.
I mean, it sounds like it did well. And again, if it did, I think it only works in an island situation, like during the season. Mm-hmm. Like, it has to be could work for a Sunday night football.
Right.
Possibly.
But not 1 o'clock week 6 Rams Vikings. Right. Like, no one cares, right? Not enough people would watch or care or get invested. People are invested in Stafford in the playoffs.
Yeah,
but locally though, like at WIP, your station, you could do any Eagles game.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think that stuff's more of the wave of the future.
The second screen.
But where are you putting it? Where are you watching that? Are you? Do you have your laptop on?
Yeah, it was on my laptop.
But again,
it was up
during
instead
the season,
instead of TweetDeck.
Yeah, but during the season, I don't know if that works, because you got red zone, you got your local game.
You're saying it has to be Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night.
I think it's an island game situation.
Or playoffs, right? Playoffs. Standing mode.
Right.
Yeah, well, those are island games, yeah.
Right. Interesting.
I think all these corporations are trying to figure out the second screen. It's a thing. Now, I will say it was a dud game, so I didn't have to pay attention, but I did get distracted because I had Peyton and Eli. I had the ESPN Plus on one of the TVs, and I had the Stafford cast going. So the game was kind of like the last thing on my mind because it was such a dud.
So they obviously did a good job promoting it. Where did you find the Stafford cast? Was it just a tweet that popped up?
I saw it on tweet. Yeah, on Twitter. The ticket tweeted out a link, and I was like, what? Stafford cast? What is that? Like, that's a mistake. You got this, the mega cast going. What is that? So then I was like, oh, okay.
So I just, as you said, you got a little distracted. I think part of the second cast has to think in terms of hearing and not watching, because it is distracting. I would rather a second screen that I can listen to, kind of hear what they're saying, like whether it's a gambling one or they're ripping on Stafford. Like, I don't want to watch them talking to each other. I want to watch the game. You know what I mean? Like, that's, I think the second screen has to be less visual. Like Peyton and Eli, you don't really have to watch them. You just hear them. Like, they're talking to each other. It's kind of like they're hanging out with you in a sense. I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you could also just listen to like a gambling, you know, like our night show, for example, you know,
right,
talking about as they're reacting to watching the game live. You could even just have that streaming on your phone, turn down the regular broadcast because it's obnoxious and we don't get much from it. There you go.
I think our night show is a second screen.
Absolutely.
You can watch it on Twitch or you could listen to those three. And they like when they're screaming and yelling about a miss whatever, like that's
yeah,
good. That works.
The challenging part that I don't think anybody's going to figure out, because we watch it in so many different ways. Some have cut the cord, some have not. The delay factor. You don't want to get that reaction before you see it on your TV.
Well, it's the worst when you have a buddy that has a different cable company than you or whatever, and like they'll text
streaming.
You know, whatever. Like, he sucks or whatever.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Can you believe that call? So, no, I didn't see it yet.
So annoying. No.
It was kind of funny. One of the hosts, Wojo, was doing it from the bar. So, I mean, you got stuff like that, which makes it fun. Could you imagine us doing a show like that? Joe G hanging out?
No, because you'll never leave your house.
We established this.
I said Joe G. I didn't say me.
Yeah, but we can't imagine doing a show live because you will never leave your house.
I leave my house way too much right now. There's way too much going on between the baseball and the basketball.
Oh, yeah, it's quick 30-second update on the coaching. How you doing?
We have a roster set. So we're step by step, day by day.
Getting 1% better every day?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we've had 4 practices, and they have improved every practice.
So. There you go.
No big deal. Just keep that up, kids.
Can we get odds on Joe O, manager of the year, or not yet? Can we get odds on manager of the year?
First coach fired.
First coach to resign.
I'm just, boy, manager of the year. I'm just making sure that they show up with the cup. I told them, cup check every day, metal bat. Better be ready.
First parent fight. Over under the second inning of the first game.
Not me. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Under. Under is the answer to that. All right, lightning bets coming up next. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawkford, SpecQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio
and Aaron Hawksworth
on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin. What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan? What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect forever.